BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, your first one of the week, our listener Leanne has a real problem involving a toothbrush. I wasn't expecting that story.
No. Also, it's one of those stories that you hear and it will change the way that I look at a toothbrush. Because to be honest, I'm now suspicious of what's been going on with mine.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to change mine actually tomorrow. Also, it's your last day to apply for Love Island. A lot of people didn't realise. And find out what the rules are if you're thinking of applying. There is something that will get you immediately disqualified. And also, we hear from one of our listeners who just didn't realise and is going to do the application tonight. Thank God we said about it, right? Also, when you match with someone from your past on Tinder...
Scott Mills.
Hope you're good today. Mate. So,
yeah, well, you've had a mare, haven't you?
Oh. Yeah, I lost my phone.
Lost your phone. But it does mean, and I love it when this happens, because to
no,
be fair...
I'm not in a good mood.
Well, it's
this.
Not happened for a while, this, has it? About a year or so. But you did go through a phase of losing quite a few phones. And I can always tell because you have to come in with your iPad. You're like a nan.
Yeah, I am like a nan.
It's like to send a text, he's got to use both fingers.
I don't. Oh, it's really making me upset.
And type it like a computer. You don't know what to do, do you?
I don't know what to do with myself. And I've got I've got a really busy week, Chris.
I know. And actually, with this one, it wasn't your fault.
No.
Before, when you've left your phone in taxis and things like that, do you remember after the Brits a couple of years ago where you left your phone in a taxi and the taxi driver sent us the IOU?
Yeah, that happened.
That you wrote out for him on the back of a lottery ticket.
Yeah, because I'd also lost my wallet. So I had to write him a thing.
I owe you £20
for this taxi ride.
On a lottery ticket.
Oh, dark times.
So it looks like you've got a big phone at the moment.
I'm going to take a picture of you like nans do at concerts. Hang on, smile.
Yeah.
People taking pictures on iPads, not okay.
But you have lost your other phone, so I've got to check. Have you back that up?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
You're good on that front?
Yeah, I've got to fill in a really long form now, which, as you know, my favourite thing.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
On last week's show, we did another Chris Stark guide to, and it was for Cardiff, because one of our listeners is going to Cardiff, or has been now to Cardiff this weekend. So they wanted to know all the attractions, the famous people from there, the things to do. And this happened.
I'll walk around town and you'll say shamai to Ewan Ruan, the actor who plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. This is all fine. Maybe you'll see local resident Roald Dahl or Letitia or Chichi.
You won't see Roald Dahl.
From short-lived MTV show The Valleys.
Can I stop you? You won't see Rod. Stop.
He's dead?
Definitely dead.
But...
Died in 1990.
Oh, apologies there.
Just looked up.
You're very unlikely... You're very unlikely to see Roald Dahl there.
Yeah, just change it. Can I ask, can we just check, before we put these on air, about who... just some inaccuracies that may be in there?
Oh, I don't think we need to do that. I think as long as it's 90% truthful, that's good enough, isn't it? Maybe not BBC standards.
Well, you mistook a dead man.
That was a big
alive.
That was a big mistake.
It's not a small inaccuracy, is it?
Yeah, the one from The Valleys was on and social as well.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Letitia from the MTV show The Valleys, which I loved. She has replied saying, "I didn't know Rod Dahl was dead either, to be honest." But he definitely is.
But where are we up to with these Stark guides then? Are we going to get this on TV? I thought that was the original aim.
I want this on. Do you?
BBC 4 sort of thing.
After another programme about train journeys.
I want it on. We were in the lift earlier, and I was told that in the lift was some, I don't know, head of BBC 4.
No.
Bottled it, denied.
Oh, why?
Scott Mills.
I think of doing some new features based around current songs, so my motto would be one of them, where people just tell us what their life motto is. The other one is J1, I'm taking your missus.
Yeah, which I think could be good.
Yeah.
That one's strictly themed.
Yeah, we don't know quite what the format is yet. Hey, you were here, you weren't here rather, on Thursday, and you missed our remix of J1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we put it together with your favourite clip from the horse racing.
Oh.
Where the man mistakes...
It's a man, Derek.
Yeah, mistakes a lady for a man there. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Mm. I'm taking your missus.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
Nah, brother, I'm talking. I'm taking your missus.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
Nah, brother, I'm joking.
That's genius.
I mean, it continues the same. Yeah.
I'm taking your missus.
It's a man, Derek.
It's a man, actually,
yeah,
Derek.
I get it.
Nah, you get
brother,
it?
I'm joking.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio
1. So we have got Harry, Ellen, Charlotte and Monty, who have just finished Edinburgh Uni and are celebrating by about to climb Ben Nevis. Sure. I mean, you just went to the pub, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But they'll feel probably more of a sense of achievement.
Mm.
Also, hello Jordan, who's listening in Bristol, who thinks the new Taylor Swift song is a little bit Disney. That's fine by me. But I know what you mean. We've got Garson and Scott from Orkney, who completed the Highland Fling Ultra Marathon on Saturday. 53 miles, took them over 12 hours.
What is going on with everyone this weekend?
I know.
Everyone's gone fit.
Like, fully fit.
Scott Mills.
Hello, everyone. Who's this?
Hi, it's Leanne here.
What's going on?
Oh, well, I've had a bit of a mystery in the house. I keep finding my toothbrush on the corner of the bath, and I didn't think too much into it, but I was like, ooh, like, should I use it? Oh, well, I'm in a rush, I'll use it anyway.
So you keep finding your toothbrush in different places?
Yeah, yeah, mainly on the edge of the bath. That's not where I leave it, but
right.
It's been, yeah, I've found it quite a few times there. And so then the other day I went into the bathroom, and I caught my three-year-old cleaning his willy with my toothbrush.
Oh, okay.
I know, yeah. And so I said, baby, don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself. And he went, no, I won't. I always do it.
No. It's been happening for ages.
Honest to God.
And you get...
he's been doing it for months. Honest, and he's still doing it. So now I've put it high up, and he's gone and got a stool and got it from the up in the cupboard, and he's still doing it. I keep finding it on the edge of the bath.
You can't fault the innovation there. I've never thought of doing that myself, but I will certainly give it a go. Why not, Scott?
Why not?
The joys of motherhood.
Right. I mean, at least he's keeping it clean, I guess.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. But it's a bit embarrassing because I did put it on my Facebook for my friends to read it. And now every time I go to Morrison's, people keep offering me mints and chewing gum.
Oh, no. So this has gone,
it's gone viral.
You're viral with this.
Oh, it's viral now. Yeah, everyone knows about it. It's like the poor child on his 18th birthday is going to get stung with this one.
You're so funny. Where do you live?
In Winsford, Cheshire.
Okay. And it's the talk of Lidsford.
Oh, it's the talk of Winsford, yeah. Everybody knows.
Do you know what possibly would have given him the idea of cleaning it with a toothbrush?
Well, I've got a little nail brush, because when they're in nursery, they like digging the garden and things like that. So the nails come back and they're always dirty. So I've got a little nail brush that I use, a little soft brush. So I don't know whether he's just thought, oh, that seems like a good idea. I'll just use this brush for cleaning there. I don't call my toothbrush a toothbrush anymore. I call it my willy. I'm like, where's the willy cleaner? Like, we're just like, we call it a willy cleaner now. It's like an ongoing job.
Guys, we could become millionaires of this.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Maybe I could patent it and then become a millionaire from it. Do you think Dragon's Den would have me on with that one?
I'd love to see you pitch it.
Scott, would you demonstrate it?
No. Question. You have bought yourself another toothbrush now.
Yes, I have bought myself another toothbrush, but unfortunately, he's got hold of that one as well. So now I've had to go and buy toothbrushes in bulk just in case I have to buy my toothbrushes in a place where it shouldn't be.
He's really persistent with this.
Yeah. Oh, he's persistent. Yeah, he loves it.
Scott Mills.
Hey, you know what, Scott? I don't know if this will interest you, but it's bound to interest someone listening. Love Island this year. Today is the last day that you can apply to be on.
I guess it starts again soon.
Yeah, so if you were thinking about it, you got to get the application in today.
Is it a long form?
From what I can see, it's a long form, but you've also got to give a short video as well. You know, like talking about yourself. Also, I love this, you've got to give two recent pictures. They're very specific about that. And also, if you use a filter on your video, the application gets rejected straight outright.
No way.
Yeah. So they're seeing through all the tricks that we would use.
They will have so many sent to them already that would have had filters on, like most of them, and they are all disqualified.
But the reason why I'm saying it is because, I'm going to probably end up watching the show, so I urge anyone that's listening right now who actually thinks that they could make it slightly more interesting, worth applying, you know, just for our benefit.
Is it true? I don't know whether this is a myth or not, but you have to have a certain amount of followers on Instagram.
I don't know.
I've heard that. I don't know.
It doesn't say it on here. What I like is on the application form on the website where you go and apply on the ITV website. It says don't be a melt. Apply now by clicking here.
I mean, it makes me excited because it means that summer is really nearly here.
But also, how good would it be if someone listening right now is on, then we can kind of own you?
Yeah, if you didn't know about this until we told you that today is the last day of applications for this, and you're thinking about doing it, send us a little text on 81199.
Scott Mills, Radio
1. This is one of the best parts of Monday, in my opinion. It's Ask Me Anything. We put one of life's special people under the spotlight.
Special people. Sometimes I like people who've got a passion that's different. But then equally, we've had people with funky jobs. What's been your fave so far?
The one that washes the horses' willies was, she was good.
Yes. Yeah, that was very different, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so let's find out who we're going to speak to today. We don't get to find out before. All we know is that they are an overachiever. Hello, who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Spencer and I'm a professional FIFA player.
Oh, this is like Chris's dream.
This is my dream. I mean, have you been playing FIFA for years?
Yeah, I've been playing FIFA as most people would, you know, as a casual. And then I got into the competitive scene in about 2015, 2016. Yeah, done it ever since, really.
Hang on a second. Right, I don't know much about this. People get paid to play FIFA.
Scott, like the good players... Can get huge, huge money. Isn't that right, Spencer?
Yeah, obviously, the better the player, you know, the more value you have, you know, obviously building your social media and stuff. But yeah, a lot of the players obviously compete in events around the world. But yeah, you get paid prize money for events.
And at the top end, what are people earning, approximately?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I can't tell you that, but it's good. It is good money.
Oh, okay. The reason you're not telling me is because you're at the top end, aren't you?
Yeah.
I like to think I am.
And how much do you practice a day?
That can vary as well. Normally when, you know, a new FIFA comes out in September, a lot of things change in terms of, like, mechanics. So normally the start, first month, you're probably practicing about 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, depends.
It's the dream.
But then once you master the certain things, you can ease off a little bit. But it could vary between 4, 6, 10 hours a day.
Do you ever get injured?
No. The only thing I suffer with sometimes is a bit of backache, but apart from that.
Spencer, what was your job before FIFA and when did you quit?
No, I left school after my GCSEs and then I didn't know what I was going to do. And then I just luckily found myself in a position where I was playing online qualifier for one event. I went to the event, my first ever live event, and I won it. So ever since then, it's spiraled into what it is now. So I actually never had a proper job, as some people would say.
Well, I can relate.
Yeah, there you go. It's absolutely incredible, this.
And do you have people to bring you drinks and snacks because you're one of the champions?
Nah, I wish. I keep the water and that close by.
What has been the highlight of your career? It's amazing being able to call it a career. Was there one game or was there one moment where it was just life-changing for you?
I think the highlight of my career would be winning the World Championship in 2017. The biggest one because of the prize money. It was $200,000 what I won for winning it.
Oh! Okay, I'm now starting to understand ballpark what money you
this
can make
from this.
This
is the thing, you weren't sure what big money... actually equated to with this.
It's wow.
It's big, big money. I'm actually all right at this game. I love it. But how much could you beat me by?
I don't know. I don't know. You might be lying to me. You might be better than me. Who knows? But I don't know. I would say 5-6-0.
Yeah.
Are you playing right now whilst you talk to us?
I was literally playing like 5 minutes ago. So once this is over, I'll go back to practicing.
There are going to be so many people that are so jealous right now. Mm. 200 grand?
I know, man.
Thank you very much, Spencer. That was a good Ask Me Anything today.
Scott Mills.
Ryan in Leeds says there's a tournament in America called the International. Biggest prize there, just for playing online, $11 million.
It's incredible, isn't it? Just think, 12 hours a day and you can be that good at it.
This is a whole new world to me. I didn't know there was so much money in it.
Well, I'd love to see you get into it. Imagine you become a full-on gamer. Just imagine that for a minute.
That's where he made his money in the end. Also, we forgot to ask if he was single. As David says, I imagine it's a career that doesn't have much room for relationships.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Nikki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're excited to talk to you.
I've been trying to get on this forever. I'm so psyched. Hi, Chris. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Right. Where are you?
I'm currently walking around a field with my dog, but I do have to confess, I've just embarrassingly tripped myself up with my own shoelaces, and I've got some old school grazes.
That's really hard to do, actually. It's a bit like slipping on a banana skin.
Yeah, no one actually
does it. It's cliched things, but it doesn't really... It's actually really hard.
No one's ever slipped on a banana skin outside of cartoons.
Yeah, true.
That's true, yeah. My right lace got caught on the hook of my left boot, and just down I went, and then I had to try and style it out just in case people watched, and then I caught eye contact with a lady pushing a pram, and it was just like...
Oh, my God.
Fine.
You're having an amazing day, aren't you? Whoa, lots going on.
These are countryside problems, aren't they?
They are indeed. That's all problems.
Well, welcome to Bangers. Whereabouts in the UK are you?
I'm in Salisbury.
Ah, most famous spire in the land.
I was going to say, Novichok free now.
Okay, good. Tourists flock to see it. The spire, a height of 180 feet there.
It's a big old, yeah,
windy.
Big old place, isn't it?
Windy in Salisbury today, isn't it?
Get home in time, but I didn't quite make it, so I'm just there. You go. Is that a bit better?
That's all good. It's just good to have you on. Here's what I've got today on Bangers.
Okay. I haven't heard this in a while.
It's a good song.
It
is.
Okay.
This is probably the cooler of the two choices, so it depends what you fancy, really. This is Khalees and Acapella.
All right, Nicky, I don't know if you're feeling that right now, or maybe this would interest you and your dog a bit more. Have it.
Wow.
So never forget. Never forget. Bass Hunter.
So
now you're gone.
You've had Scooter in the last couple of weeks. Now we're going Bass Hunter.
Yeah, I've hit a sort of vibe at the moment.
Oh, Chris, what have you done? I realised my love for you was strong.
Mate, this was on everywhere when it first came out. Do you remember?
Yeah.
That's quite tough, actually, because at first I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not feeling Scots. And then yours came on, I was like, not sure. But then as I heard it a bit more, I was like, yeah I'm going to go for Chris.
Come on. Now you're gone, I realise my love for you was strong,
and I miss you here, now you're gone. Just announce the key headline first.
Okay, I'll announce it this way.
We are Dope Black Dads, three UK-based fathers looking to change the narrative on modern life.
Well, hold on. If I'm a married man buying my son's teacher's presents, then I think we need to have a meeting. My marriage isn't going well.
From relationships to politics and culture, we talk about real life, real highs and lows.
I love how you change your posture, because you're getting serious now, because it's like, I feel like we're in court.
You cannot win on the internet.
You can only take any form of parenting advice with a pinch of salt.
Dope Black Dads podcast. Download it now on BBC Sounds. Now you're gone.
There wasn't a T4 on the beach he wasn't on.
I just saw that message. Oh.
He was always on it. Bass Hunter, now you're gone. Still touring the world, still living the dream, living in Dubai.
Dubai, is it?
Yeah, it is.
I thought you said when he's touring the world that it not quite the world, because I thought he was still a regular in like Kavos, Malia.
He is.
It's those.
Well, that's the world. Yeah, I mean, I'm not seeing him doing any like American dates, but he's doing all right.
I'm sure he's very happy, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, on Instagram all the time, I've got him on there.
Have you?
He's like, I'm just at the beach again.
You see, this is a fascinating one. I've never thought to follow Bass Hunter.
Do it.
And I don't think we do this enough. Like, you don't recommend... You know the same way that you recommend box sets and things like that, or you recommend something to watch? I want to know better people to follow on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, give us some ideas, actually. That's really good.
Bass Hunter, I would never have thought of that.
Get it in your life.
Mm.
Just on the beach in Dubai every day. So many people have actually slipped on banana skins, I didn't realise. Someone says, the shock of the cliché overtook the embarrassment of falling. Never thought would I enjoy falling so much. Yeah, I was at school, slipped on one. This is Ellie in Chesterfield. Very embarrassing moment, but now it's my claim to fame, as nobody else has ever slipped on a banana skin. Well, you're wrong, Ellie. I'm seeing at least five or six here.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is a really good one. Do you follow him?
I don't follow him. Why he's so good, though?
He's just really funny. I recently started doing that, and I don't regret it.
Okay, I'm just checking some of the recommendations. Yeah. We should probably check them before we give them massive shout-outs.
I was going to say, there are some coming in which I know, and like, I probably wouldn't follow them myself.
Yeah, Mark in Staffordshire. I'm just currently looking at The Shave Doctor.
Okay, is that fine?
I think it's fine.
Fisher off of I'm Losing It, apparently it's hilarious. Wouldn't think to follow. That's from Henry. Obviously, goes without saying, Sam and Henley. Schofield.
Of course, yeah. That's a given.
That's a given.
Scott Mills.
Is Rosie Ramsey funnier than Chris Ramsey, though? Someone's saying.
Well, it's tricky. You don't have to choose. Do you know what I mean? But although, are you making me choose?
I'm not making you choose.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've heard a lot of people say that she's very, very funny.
Yeah. Fisher on Insta is the one, yes. According to loads of people.
Yes, I've started following. He's very good.
Follow the fish.
Follow the fish.
James Blunt, hilarious. He is funny, actually. Tasha in Preston. Thanks for that, Tasha. Earlier on Bangers, this was Chris's choice, and it won. Ready for takeoff. Bass Hunter. Mad how many people have stories about Bass Hunter. Like Max, hello.
Hello, mate.
What happened?
So a few of my mates are out in Magaluf, and he'd hired some pedalos and gone out to this island. Basically, couldn't get back. The current was really strong. So this guy comes out on a jet ski with a rope to tow them back to the shore, and it's Bass Hunter.
No. What a hero.
Yeah, man. But then as they try to pull the pedalos away, the rope ties around Bass Hunter's jet ski propeller somehow. Bass Hunter's jet ski gets wrecked, and the Coast Guard had to come out and get them.
Oh, wow. But I mean, what a hero. What a legend for trying to save
that
you.
Counts.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. He's the kind of hero that we all need, isn't he?
Exactly.
There I'd love is. To be saved by him.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1, who's this?
Hi, it's Daniela.
How can we help you today?
Well, I'm in a bit of a predicament because, so 5 years ago, I was in year 10 at school and I went on an French exchange trip to the south of France. And because there was an uneven number of boys and girls, I ended up being paired with a male exchange student called Pierre. And it turned out this was a disaster.
Classic Pierre.
Yeah, I know. but he was really weird and we didn't get on. We had nothing in common. So I had a really miserable week in France.
Hang on a minute. I got some French music here to really get us in the mood.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, so why was your week with Pierre so rubbish?
Well, we just had absolutely nothing in common and he was really, really weird. And we also lived, he lived miles away from anybody else. So I didn't really see anybody else for the whole week except for when we met up to do things at school. And so it was even worse when he came back to England because it was just, I knew it was going to be a horrible week. And then he came back and he was still as weird as he was before.
What made Pierre a bit strange?
He was just quite an awkward person. And like, for example, when he was living in my house for the week, every single day he was there, he would put up on his social media a photo of his muscles in my mirror in my house every single day.
Photo of his what?
It was of his muscles, of his biceps.
Oh.
And just a close-up.
I think this is the tricky thing with exchanges, right? Is that when I did my German exchange, they try and pair you with someone that you might get on with.
Mm.
But in reality, that's not going to happen a lot of the time because there's such a small group of people that there are to choose from. So I end up getting linked with my German exchange because I think we both like football. That was it. Yeah. That was the only thing we really had in common.
Quite vague.
But it was all right when I was out in Germany. I went to Mainz in Germany. But when he came back to England, that was where the problems were because I felt like he was invading my family. I felt like my mum and dad were sort of looking after him a bit too much. It was like, it
you
was
get
weird.
Jealous.
Well, yeah, because he sort of, it's not just an exchange, is it? Like, they have to join in with everything that you do.
Yeah.
So at dinner and stuff like that, he'd be sat there. Obviously, we shouldn't be separate, but like, he becomes an unofficial child of the family. And I sort of resented that at the time. And then it really boiled over. At one point, I found him, he sort of tried to kick a pigeon.
I remember this. This was on 24 Hours at the Tap End, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went on a day trip into London and he tried to kick a pigeon.
Not okay.
I lost my I lost it. I went mad at him. I was not happy. I thought it was really disrespectful. But the reality is, what had happened is I just sort of resented him because it felt like he was muscling in on my family.
Oh. It must have made for a really awkward rest of the week after you lost it with him for nearly kicking a pigeon.
But it's tricky, isn't it? If he's there, sort of semi-naked in front of your mirror, yeah. That's your family home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just really weird.
I feel that there's a plot twist coming. I'm on a break, and I'll come back with you in a minute, all right?
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Aniela's with us, hello.
Hi.
So, just been telling me about how many years ago? 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
When you went to France on a French exchange with Pierre.
Yeah, and it was really awkward. We really didn't get on. But so coming back to the present day, a few days ago, my friend, for a laugh, she made me an account on Tinder.
Hang on a minute. When people say, oh, my friend did it for a laugh, like, that's never true. Come on. You want a date? You do want a date.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So I was just swiping through people, and then all of a sudden, Pierre, my weird French exchange from France, came up on my Tinder. And not only that, but his bio said that he'd moved to England and was now studying in Oxford, which is where I'm now at university.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I really didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to swipe left or right or what to do because my mind was blown at this weird coincidence. But in the end, I thought, you know, this would be funny. So I swiped to like. And it was a match. I have matched with my weird French exchange from 5 years ago.
Why have you done that?
You said you didn't like him.
Well, no, I thought it'd be funny. Because, yeah, what are the chances of him being in the same city as me?
I know, but just because you can doesn't mean that you should. That's what I'm always told. And also, what was his profile picture? Was it him in front of your mirror? Did he just keep that one?
No, it would have been good if it was, but no. It was posters of him in a swimming pool, which is more than I needed to see.
So you've linked now. What's going on?
Well, he sent me a message like trying to be funny, and I didn't know what to reply because I can't tell if he realizes that I'm his exchange partner because I have quite an unusual name. So you'd think like you've moved to a country where you went on the exchange and then you match with this person, and I recognized him straight away. So, but yeah, I'm in a bit of a predicament because now I don't know what to do. I don't know whether I should tell him or not.
It feels to me that you're calling us for qualification. It's almost like you want us to say, yeah, you should message Pierre. It's all fine. How about we do it for you? Why don't we speak to Pierre?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
That could be quite good, couldn't it? Because we could call and talk about the exchange and see if he remembers.
Okay, last time I replied to his message and it came up as he'd read it and didn't reply, so I'm not sure how receptive he might be.
How about, Aniela, if we draft a message for Pierre now which you could reply with?
Oh, that sounds perfect.
So I think it's like, bonjour, ça va? And then he'll probably put, like everyone does in French GCSE, oui, ça va?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how far my French will continue with this. So.
Je m'appelle Aniela.
Maybe don't do the French then, maybe just straight up English. Oi, Pierre, are you the same Pierre that was my exchange student? Would you like to talk?
Well, no, she knows that he is. So I think you say, you were my exchange student. Would you like to talk? And can we do it on the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1?
Okay, all right? That sounds good.
I'd leave the French if I was you.
Yeah, maybe for the best.
And then maybe at the end, let me know if we can arrange.
Yes.
That's arrange.
That's good.
Thanks.
If we can come to an arrangement.
Arrange.
Do let us know what happens, please.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
It seems people either really, really get on with or absolutely hate their exchange students. It doesn't seem to be any in between here.
Yeah. I mean, I had a sort of mixed experience, though, because I think I was being unreasonable for hating him.
Sam from Huddersfield says, me and my Spanish exchange partner got on great. He or his family didn't speak a word of English other than hello, so it really put my Spanish to the test. Although we did end up falling out because he just got up and left halfway through a party and I was supposed to be looking after him. Adios, that's Sam from Huddersfield. His name was Miguel, so they used to call them Sam and Miguel. Sam Miguel.
Sam Miguel, nice.
Dan in Oxford is currently sat in central Oxford in his car, now looking out for a French man, taking photos of his biceps.
Scott Mills.
Okay, earlier we were saying that today is the last chance, the last day to apply to be on Love Island. And Gemini, you're going to do it today, are you?
I am. I'm going to do it tonight.
Okay. Did you know today was the last day?
No, I didn't. So I was driving back home from the gym, and I was thinking, just I always listen to you anyway. And I had you on the radio, and I was like, oh my God, like I've been meaning to apply for it, but I've just been forgetting. And my friends are like, you should definitely apply.
Yeah, you've definitely got to do it tonight.
Yeah, what makes you qualify? What do you reckon makes you perfect Love Island material?
I think you've got to be like a little bit out there. You've got to have a personality, don't you? Because people aren't going to watch you if you're boring.
Well, not always in the past.
Do you not think?
No, not necessarily.
Mm. Well, yeah. To be fair, I'm not really the type of person to like create loads of drama. Like, I'd just be myself.
You don't
want
the ag.
I think that's what you have to do, really.
You
want the ag
of
it.
Don't the ag.
Yeah,
exactly. I can't deal with ag.
Okay, well, let me ask you some simple questions they'll ask in the application form. What would you rate yourself out of 10?
I would say a solid 8.5.
Oh, okay. Oh,
rate yourself.
Here we go.
I mean, I don't want to rate myself like too much, but you know, you've got to be confident, don't you?
Yeah. Are you loyal?
I'm very loyal.
Okay.
And what are you looking for in your perfect partner?
Because that's what that show is all about.
Oh, God. Oh, God, that's a hard question. I'm not very picky. I just like to have a laugh. Like, if someone's funny and they can make me laugh, you know, they've got to be, you know, you've got to be attracted to them.
Okay.
Obviously.
And what kind of boys are you into?
Well, I'd say my typical type is like a gym boy, but I'm really trying to stray away from that because it's just not working out for me.
Just no, really trying.
I'm trying.
Why are the gym lads not working out?
Just because they're at the gym all the time.
No, they're always working out.
Yeah, and like they look at themselves in the mirror and, you know, they don't really pay much attention to you. So,
right. So you like the look of them, but their whole thing
like
is not
the look of them. Yeah.
Well, you sound perfect. I really hope you get on.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And also, like, by the end of the summer, you could have met the man of your dreams, your life partner, because look how many of them are still together from previous years.
I know,
you know,
exactly. I mean, I could be like Olivia Buck and Alex Bowen and be married.
Yeah,
you know?
Goals.
Like going to Dubai, and that'd be amazing.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Hit subscribe on this and get it delivered to your phone every single day if you miss the show. Scott Mills.